Well, good evening, everyone. Well, tonight, guys, for meditation, what I want to do is I want to share with you some Bible verses that's had a really huge impact on my life just lately. And most of all, it's really opened my eyes to show me how much love the Lord Jesus Christ has for each of us in this room tonight. A few weeks ago, I was reading through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And one theme that really stood out to me, and it really hit me in the heart, was how Jesus always had compassion for others. And most of all, he cared and he looked out for his people. He visited and healed the sick, the dying, the disabled, the poor in spirit. Basically, Jesus always made time for his sheep or his people. And here's just a few examples. One time, Jesus could see many people who were hungry and starving as they had no food. So Jesus, having compassion for them and seeing their needs, so with a few fish and a few loaves of bread, he made enough food to feed over 5,000 hungry people. A man who was blind, never knowing what his brother or the man who owned the local kebab shop ever looked like in his life, but Jesus had compassion for this man too. And he made him able to see for the very first time. A poor, lonely man who was a leper. He was an outcast in his society. No one wanted to be around this disgusting-looking man. But yet again, Jesus had compassion for this poor, lonely man and knew his needs. So Jesus took the time to be with this man and help him and cure him of his disease. And young people, even when Jesus found out that his very close friend, John the Baptist, a man that he totally loved, and the very man who baptized him, when Jesus found out that he was executed by an evil woman, Jesus was really sad. So Jesus needed a little bit of time to mourn over his dear friend. So he jumped on a boat and he sailed out to sea. But Jesus saw, out of the corner of his eye, the sick, the lame, the outcasts, the prostitutes, stumbling over one another, trying to follow Jesus to the other side of the seashore. And yet again, young people, Jesus had compassion for them. So he pushed away to his side the emotions and his own grieving. So he went to be with his people and heal them and help them with their needs. But the number one verse, young people, that had the most effect or impact in my life that really hit me hard was when I found John chapter 21 verses 15 through to 17. And just to paint the picture for you, this is the story of Jesus when he had just been raised from the dead and he was with his disciples for just a short time as he was just about to leave the earth to be with his heavenly Father. And Jesus asks Peter, one of his disciples, a very important question. And young people, I really want you to think about this question that Jesus is asking Peter. And I want you to apply this question to you right now, as if Jesus were talking to you tonight. And the question is, in John chapter 21, when Jesus and his disciples had finished eating, Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus answered Peter and said, "Then Peter, feed my sheep." Then Jesus asked Peter a second time, "Yeah, but Peter, do you really love me?" And at this point, Peter was scratching his head a second time he had asked. And Peter replies, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Then Jesus said to Peter, "Then Peter, feed my sheep." But then again, Jesus asked Peter a third time, "Peter, listen, do you really love me with your whole heart?" And Peter was grieved because Jesus had asked him a third time if he loved him. So Peter told Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Then Jesus replied, "Well then, Peter, if you really love me, then feed my sheep." But the thing that really just totally blew me away, young people, was after all the things that Jesus had gone through in the last week of his life, you know, the bad memories of the painful whippings from the Roman soldiers, his own people punching him, spitting in his face while mocking him, Even when they put him on the cross to die a painful death, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he didn't think about revenging his death by killing the people who hurt him and humiliated him. Not at all. All Jesus could not stop thinking about at this time is you. All of you. And that just blows me away, young people, that Jesus was such a selfless, forgiving man who had so much love and compassion for others. But young people, the question that I want to ask you all tonight is, do you show the same compassion and love for the people in this very room tonight? People who you don't know. People who have just flown in from a different state or from a different country. Or people who are here for their very first study week. Do you show the same compassion for your brethren and sisters and young people in the same way that Jesus did for others? And also, what does it actually really mean when Jesus says to Peter, as well as all of us here tonight, that if we really say that we love Jesus, that we have to feed his sheep? Well, what does that mean? Basically, feeding his sheep, young people, means to help strengthen each other on our walk towards the kingdom by feeding each other with spiritual words as well as physical food. Oh, you want water? Oh, okay. Well, feeding sheep, young people, can be as basic as getting someone a cup of water. Or sitting next to someone this very study week who might be sitting by themselves at the dinner table or at the airport lounge. Feeding his sheep means looking out for those, looking out for others this very study week who are crying out for help. And someone who just maybe need a friend or someone to talk to. Feeding his sheep, young people, means sitting down with a friend or someone that you may have just met this week and asking them face-to-face questions like, how are you really going, Ellie Crawford? How's the pressure of high school treating you? Or Tom Wilsoncroft, how's your leg feeling, mate, after the operation? Is there anything that I can do to help you for this week? But most importantly, how's your relationship with God going at the moment? Feeding sheep also means at this study week, right, when we're all out there laughing, playing games with each other and just having loads of fun, just think about the people who are right behind you watching you playing those games. Games like spoons or handball or shuffle butt or speed dating or just as simple as playing a card game with your mates in the airport lounge. Just asking the people who are around you, saying to them, hey mate, would you like to join in with us? We would love you to come and play the games with us. Especially speed dating, Fozzie. You really need to take a seat in that one, buddy. And you know what? You're probably thinking in the back of your mind, yeah, but Foz, seriously? It will mess up the fun and the rhythm of the whole game. And it won't be fun anymore. But ask yourself this, young people. Are you playing to win? Or to be the winner of a cheap board game? Or are you playing to win the hearts of your brethren, sisters and young people and make others feel loved and most of all a part of God's family? Feeding your sheep means at this very study week, guys, if you have a friend or you know someone right now who's going through a hard time in their life and they're finding that their walk to the kingdom is a real struggle as they may have made some bad decisions in their life and maybe at the moment they're going down a wrong pathway in their life. Feeding your sheep means you make the time this very week to be with them. And to say to them, hey, Jordan, Steve, Kez, Shem, do you want to grab a coffee? Do you want to get a couple of some nice jam donuts? Let's go for a nice walk to the boat ramp and let's sit down and let's have a good chat and see how you're going at the moment in the truth. And say to them, look, is there anything that I can do right now to help you with these issues? And as well, take your Bible with you guys so that you can strengthen each other by talking about God's words with each other. And on top of that, pray together and ask God guidance for help. But most of all, young people, if we really say that we love Jesus, we have to make sacrifices in our life. to be there for other people who are in need, because that's what Jesus did for others every day. And Jesus tells us that we should do the same. Potty? Potty. Feeding a sheep means, feeding a sheep means when someone that you know has stopped coming to the meeting or CYC classes. Maybe they're caught up with their workmates, going out clubbing on weekends, or maybe it could be just as simple as some young person who might be really lonely in their ecclesia. And maybe they have no real friends to talk to at the CYC classes or at study weeks. So what happens is they stop coming along to classes, and slowly over time they just drift off. And I'll tell you one thing tonight, young people, loneliness is a huge killer in our community right now. And I personally know of many people in this room tonight who are in that situation right now. People who honestly weren't going to come to this study week, as they told me they had no real friends to talk to. So young people, what are we doing right now to bring those lonely, lost sheep back to the flock? Do we just keep on going on with our daily life, just thinking of ourselves? Sadly, I do a lot of the time, thinking, I'm sure someone will probably go and say hi to them, and someone will probably give them a call and say hi to them. To be honest, guys, I'm just too busy with my ecclesial speaking appointments or my work or my uni exams. I just don't have the time to drop everything and to look for them, as I'm too busy these days. But guys, do you know what God thinks about that type of attitude? Just like my example with Potty walking out of this room tonight. Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 15 verses 4 through to 1, "But what man of you having 100 sheep, all of you here tonight, and having lost one of them," which was Potty, "do you not leave the 99 or the 360 here tonight in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found that lost stray sheep, Potty, he picks it up upon his shoulders, and that man rejoices out loud as he's found his lost sheep. And when he's come back to the flock with that lost sheep, he puts it on his shoulders and he calls out to his friends and his neighbours, saying unto them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.'" So guys, it shows that feeding Jesus' sheep means we have to go out there and we have to look out for those who are lost or lonely and bring them back to the flock, and that we must never, ever, ever give up on someone who has left. Well, in conclusion, I want to show you a picture. That there is a picture of God's kingdom, in which we'll all be there very soon with Jesus and our loving Heavenly Father, as well as all our friends who are in this room tonight. And also those who have passed away over the years. But on our road to the kingdom, young people, we have to be very careful. If we think that we can get to the kingdom without our friends' help, without our friends' support, and we think that we can do it under our own faithful enthusiasm, we are totally wrong. I found this out the last few weeks of my own life. As I thought my faith was as strong as iron, and nothing in this world could ever break it and take away my focus and love of the kingdom. But I was wrong. I realised that iron can rust over time, and it can fall apart under certain conditions. And what happened was, young people, in my family, who sadly aren't in the truth, my dad, who has been unwell for a couple of years now, has just recently had a bad turn. And now we are not sure how long he's got to go. Maybe tonight, maybe a week, maybe a month. We just don't know. And when I first heard these words, young people said to me a few weeks ago that we're not sure how long he's got to go, young people, my heart stopped. And those few words made me fall off my faithful perch and knocked me onto the ground in such a hard way that I honestly felt like I was lost. I really started to question my faith as I prayed to my God each night, time and time again, begging God on my knees, asking him to make my dad get better. Nothing happened. So when I opened my Bible at night time to do my readings, I just tossed it on the floor and I went to bed, as I couldn't understand why my dad and my own family were suffering in such a big way. But what helped me to get back onto the road of the kingdom and get focused was the compassion and the love that my brethren and sisters and young people have showed unto me, and especially unto my own family. The cards, the phone calls, the visits, the letters, the big warm hugs full of tears and love. But most of all, what helped me the most was the words of encouragement from Scripture. And young people, if it wasn't for my brethren and sisters and young people looking out for me and having compassion on me, I wouldn't be doing this meditation tonight. This week, guys, we have such an awesome opportunity to build up and strengthen our friendships with one another and help each other out on the road to the kingdom. But most importantly, we have the time to build up our relationship with our Heavenly Father and get our eyes focused back onto the kingdom.